What's up, Los Angeles and beyond? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm the host and selector for Neighborhood Love Radio. Welcome, loved ones. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, a website devoted to graffiti, street culture, music, food, fashion, etc. Tonight, I got guest Josh Boyd. What's up, Josh?
Hello, Johnny.
Yeah. Josh is an old buddy. We're going to talk a little bit. He's been around in the L.A. parts for a long time, man. And he's got a lot of credits under his belt. Musician, artist, Lyft driver, too.
Lyft driver, yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that because Josh is a part of Los Angeles. He's one of our many, many stories, which we're going to exploit for the benefit of the show. Also tonight, I got new music. New music tonight from Phony People, The Lions. But I'm going to start you off with Sin Cane. Loved ones, do yourself a favor and me a favor, please. Enjoy. Thank you.
Long enough to start, take that car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop. Long enough to start, take your car out of that gear. Roaring, grumbling like a lion, soaring, roaring. to these jungles of concrete. Listen. But still running on FM. Jiggy got plenty, you know. But you better listen. Cause when that fuzzy dice hits the windshield and you looking out the mirror, things are closer than they appear.
From Los Angeles, Magnificent Dance, of their brand new record coming out February 10th. This is Phony People. You're out of Brooklyn. Let's get it going for these guys. Phony People. Enjoy.
Yeah. When I call back, another playing games. Girl, just checking, I'm slipping in if you ask. So if you willing to accept it, then girl, let's ride if you wanna. You know the motto is get the motto to swallow. Let some of your friends follow your girl steps. Wanna inspect, get inject my peck in your vortex. The sex in your intersection, your neck and then call next. Cause she ain't in the stressing at all. So why don't we finish the take and get some extras involved? You know the specialty sauce, lettuce to sex with me, see buns. Just make a nigga wanna stick his beef in between them. Nah. See, I ain't trying to talk, let me see some. A little some. See, that's a threesome. I wish there was a way that we could freaking just be one. So girl, let me see. Get it? See?
Titles, let's just live life and be free. I swear on the Bible, I'm feeling your frequencies. No, I won't try to change you, but I like to watch us grow. I don't know if you eat it, but I had to let you know that.
Because you are tripping
gonna,
right now.
All right, yeah, you're like...
it sucked.
Oh,
my
sucked,
God.
Sucked.
Ow.
Ow, what?
You fucking sparked the lighter and it hit my fucking eye.
There's no possible way
yeah,
because
is.
The lighter
oh
was lit.
Oh, my God, no way.
There's no way that...
Oh, my God. No, you really did, though.
Oh, God.
Did I? How the
fuck? Yeah, because you just fucking burned my eyelash.
That was a weird ending. Phony People Out of Brooklyn. Kind of a DIY crew. They're a good newer project. Let's get it going for them. You can find them at Phony People. And by the way, they spell people, P-P-L, phonypeople.tumblr.com. Self-released, self-produced. Baby Meet My Lover was the name of the tune from the Yesterday Is Tomorrow record. That was just a few days ago. Prior to that, we heard The Lions from Los Angeles, California. They're on the Stone's Throw label. Magnificent Dance, a cover of the Clash remix from their upcoming release, Soul Riot. That's due out February 10th. And they're playing February 11th, presumably, for their record release party at the Echoplex. The Lions, Los Angeles, California. Prior to that, we heard Cinquain, Hold Tight. You know Cinquain, that dude from, you know?
Cinquain?
Yeah, he played with like a Caribou of Montreal, Naysayer. He's originally from Sudan, I think, you know, but he relocated to the U.S. when he was a kid. He's currently a musical titan. Yeah. Cinquain, that's off DFA Records. Hold Tight is the name of the tune from the Mean Love record. So here we are, present time, right here, right now, with Josh Boyd. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Good, good. Josh, we used to be neighbors over at the Bauhaus art complex up there in Northridge, California.
We did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was an artist complex. There was a lot of good output at that time, man. A lot of good people went on to do good things, you know, like Flying Lotus and Anthony Valadez, KSRW DJ and photographer and other stuff.
I think when I moved in there, I actually stole the apartment that Flying Lotus was trying to move into. Because I remember because Jared Burton was living in my apartment, and then he had like a piano in there that I was like, if you want to leave it behind, I could probably find something to do with that piano.
Yeah.
And I forget exactly what happened, but I think somehow it got back to me that Flying Lotus was like interested in the apartment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, I don't want to come in here and burn a relationship with Flying Lotus. But he got the piano, so I think he was okay getting out of the valley, I guess.
He was a dude, yeah.
He did okay. He did all right.
He's all right, man. I liked living next door to him. We got along great because we both loved movies.
Mm.
But to be fair, man, he didn't belong in Northridge.
You know? Oh, yeah. that blew my mind when I found out that he was still in the valley as...
Yeah.
He's obviously even gotten more popular since then, mm-hmm. but where he was at that point and he was in Northridge, that blew my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. But good dude, man. Had an insane movie collection, man. I would just go over, it'd be like going to Blockbuster, except nothing was rented. Like, I could just look at his entire DVD collection and borrow whatever I wanted. And anyway, good dude.
It's a funny story about Bauhaus because I was just going to talk about how when I moved in, how pretty much everybody was mad at me, and it was a total learning experience for me.
Because you brought the party.
I brought the party for better or worse, and it's so funny now because I'm such like not a party guy anymore. Like it just seems exhausting. I would love to go to that party, but I love to go home.
How old were you when you moved in there?
It was 2009, so 2009, so I must have been 24.
Okay. Well, if I could tell you that I remembered being 24 and the amount of like party that, you know, I fought my rights for, whatever, I'd be lying because I don't remember.
What I remember was we had the party and like some people knew, some people didn't know. And then like a couple hours before the party, my friend Quincy, who you know,
yeah,
I remember him being like, "Did you tell Don, who was the landlord?" And I was like, "No, I mean, you know." He's like, "Oh, all right, well, here we go." And
I'm sorry, I got to break in. Loved ones, if you're wondering what we're talking about, the Das Bauhaus is an artist complex. It's in Northridge, right? So it's right there by Cal State University Northridge. And it's, like I said, it's an artist complex, and they've had a lot of great productivity among all types of arts there. It's kind of wacky when you get in there. It's a little bit eclectic, and it's collaborative, and it's communal living. Anyway, I loved ones. I just got to tell you what we're talking about here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, well, I was going to say that after that went down, there was a handful of residents there who were not happy that I had this housewarming party unannounced. And I felt really bad, but it was a very interesting thing because it was like there's a very social aspect to a place like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know which of my neighbors is staring at me with evil eyes and or not evil, but, you know, just not happy with me. So I did what I could. I tried to make amends. And I remember that I wrote, there was like a community chalkboard, and I wrote like a genuine thing. And I remember you were the person that wrote something back, and you were just like, welcome, dude. Because I know you were mad at me, or you were mad at the situation. And so it was cool. It was cool that
if we're bringing up honesty, the main issue was, and I don't make apologies for this whatsoever, you brought a bunch of hippies around. And those hippies asked about apartments. And those hippies moved in and they brought their cockroaches. And I'm not exaggerating. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's why I moved out. I had a terrible cockroach problem. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, to be fair, that they weren't there before.
Yeah, I know.
Before the people, I won't say your friends, but people, you know, that came to the party.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, because I at the time had a podcast that I was doing.
Yes.
That was very social in nature. Mm-hmm. And in the end, one of the reasons that I stepped away from it was because I felt the party surrounding the making of the show mm-hmm. ended up overshadowing the show to the point that... Yeah.
What was that podcast called again?
It was called Radio Hot Bodies.
Yeah.
And I was in a band called Hot Bodies for a long time.
That inspired a lot of people to kind of get started, you know, and on the DIY broadcasting tip, right?
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I definitely know a few people that kind of took what we were doing and took it in their own direction. And it's cool to look back now and see, like, some of the artists who I had in my living room that are doing awesome things now, you know?
So, Josh, I want to talk to you a little bit in a few minutes about your music and upcoming shows and stuff. Let me get a little bit back into the music for a minute. Lysins, a.k.a. Chaz Budnick. It's a little bit of a mellow tune called Bellow from his Michael album out last year on Company Records. Enjoy.
You want me to sound like Julie London?
No, sound like Diana Washington.
Or would you rather me sound like Lady?
I'd like you to sound like Diana Washington.
I could sound like Spokane Water.
I'd like you to sound like Diana Washington.
you're lonely. Said you cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river over you. You're sorry for being so untrue. So what? Just cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out. Remember, I remember all you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just prove you do. To see you cry a river, 'cause I'm tired of crying over you.
Dinah Washington. Cry Me a River was the Cry Me a River was the name of that tune. Recorded in 58-59 or so. We started off the set with Lysins, a.k.a. Chaz Budnick, a.k.a. Toro y Moi. That was his tune Bello from the Michael record out last year on Company Records. We followed that up with Cry Me a River by a little bit of by a college band called Busty and the Bass. They're out of Montreal. They teamed up with local group Effusion, known for their a cappella recordings. That's self-released, so if you like that tune, you want to check out more, check out bustyandthebass.com. That was a cover of Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, which was a Neptunes produced tune, as far as I know. Then we followed that up with that last tune, Dinah Washington, also called Cry Me a River. American Torch classic. Which leads us into present time, right here, right now, with you loved ones, me, Johnny Scott Gramercy, and Mr. Josh Boyd. By the way, loved ones, if you need to email me for any reason, you can always email me at radiosancho@gmail.com. Radiosancho@gmail.com. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, etc. Or requests, if you want to be a guest, or if you got some music that you want me to play for the other loved ones, consider me your conduit. I will do it. Hit me up. Josh, you got a show coming up, right? Fadodo.
We do, yeah.
Coming up in February?
February 6th, which is, I believe, slightly less than 3 weeks now. I represent a group called the Josh Boyd 3. And if you have never heard us, I would say that we are a combination of the Screamers and Billy Joel.
Okay.
At least I want it to be. That's what we're going for. But yeah, it's funky, it's synth driven, it's punk rock. And we were lucky enough to be invited to be the opening act for Peep Show Menagerie's Oh, These Pretty Things is the name of the show. It's a burlesque review
David Bowie.
In tribute of Mr. David Bowie. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
So I'm excited. They do some really cool stuff. We were lucky. We played a Doctor Who themed one for them a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And Chris, the guy who does it, I'm kind of off and on in contact with him. Josh Boyd 3 has been on a live hiatus, I guess, for pretty much a year. We had like one off show last year, and we've just been kind of working on new material and just kind of bringing it back to making it about us again.
So this show is probably, you have to do a little bit more improvising and having fun with the crowd.
We have some things mm-hmm. we have some things prepared that are special for this show only. And you know, we also have a lot of new stuff that some of it will play at this show, and some of it we're kind of saving for later shows or the record or whatever. But we're really excited because as much as last year was all about, let's make it about us, let's just make it about us as a band, growing as a band, like, we miss playing live. We miss, you know, we miss the gratification. Yeah. We haven't had anyone tell us, you guys are really good, in like a year, so...
Well, so for a show like this, I would imagine it's not a regular gig. I mean, this is a collaboration. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the goal would go into the entire show as opposed to, like, we're going to showcase our band per se.
Yeah, we're happy to be there and we're stoked to be a part of it. And it's one of those things where, like, when we play shows, I always, like, kind of feel bad if the ticket price is more than $5.
Right.
But yeah. This one, it's a $12 ticket and it's totally worth it.
You get a whole show.
Well, you know, there's pasties. It's not. You can bring your parents. I think my parents are gonna come. But no, there was some amazing dancers last time. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're gonna do with Bowie. I'm a huge Bowie fan.
I like Faye Dodo too, man. It's just got some of that old. I'm surprised they're still around. They're still thinking.
No, I remember when I was first starting to go to shows. That was one of the LA venues that I would always hear about and. Mm-hmm. I was stuck in the valley, so I didn't really get to make it out. But it's cool that it's that and the smell.
It's what you want.
Still there, yeah.
It's what you want. Decorative interior, like with the all the embellishments on the inside, kind of the bar room. Good sized stage, cheap bar, smoking patio, and sketchy parking. I mean, that's kind of what you want from your LA bar, right?
I constantly look for sketchy parking. I've left many a parking structure in a huff because they were too well maintained.
I just had a conversation the other day. First of all, loved ones. I'm old, right? You know, I'm like 45. So we're talking about the, I was just talking with a couple of people about the downtown LA Arts District. And, you go there now and there's all kinds of like people around, there's all kinds of activity and, you know, pretty girls walking their dogs in the middle of the night and stuff like that. It wasn't always like that, loved ones. Back in my day, when this was all orange groves, there was a little bar there called Al's Bar, right? And that's one of the places you go see like funk bands and punk bands. And I saw the Del Rubio triplets there one time. Super sketchy, you know? Like the bums would demand $2 to watch your car, you know. Yeah. And you kind of had to pay them. It was sort of an extortion thing, you know. Anyway, the Josh Boyd 3 is playing the February 6th. Starts at 9:00 at Faye Dodo, and it's peepshowmenagerie.com, or you can also check out facebook.com/XOXO Josh Boyd. February 6th. Oh, You Pretty Things. It's a burlesque tribute to David Bowie featuring the Josh Boyd 3. We'll be right back. the Step Kids. You know them from my show. I play them all the fucking time. Shadows on Behalf from their eponymously titled record off of Stone's Throw Records. This is Holy Ghost, Some Children. Holy Ghost, if you may or may not know, named after that Fat Barquet's jam. Some Children is the name of this tune. Enjoy.
Focus, open for moment, act like you own it, that's for sure.
shit, that really is Michael McDonald.
can't
you brought
that
up. I've been listening to that song for, 3 years, whatever, and I always just figured they were just imitating Mr. Michael McDonald. But, yeah, you brought that up. I looked it up online. It's true, loved ones. That was Michael McDonald. Yeah.
There's also another one that he did with Grizzly Bear, which is like an alternate version of While You Wait for the Others. That's awesome.
I'm gonna absolutely check that out. Yeah, I can't hate on anything that guy does. Yeah.
Oh, it's Michael McDonald. Come on,
Yacht Rock.
Yeah. Oh my God, it changed my life. It was a life changing thing when I stopped judging things as good and bad and just accepted things as smooth. Mm-hmm.
Loved ones, I've been talking to Josh Boyd. He represents the Josh Boyd 3. They're playing February 6th at Fado Do. That's a group show as a part of Oh These Pretty Things, a burlesque tribute to David Bowie and Josh Boyd 3, the musical accompaniment. You should check them out February 6th. For more information, check out facebook.com/XOXO Josh Boyd. Loved ones, Neighborhood Love Radio, thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.